Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As we saw in our last lesson, the Passover was the, quote, beginning of months, Exodus 12, verse 2, for Israel, the birthday of the nation. No longer labor camp slaves, they were now the people of God. And it happened by their identifying with the death of a substitutionary lamb. Every true Christian has a similar story. My real birthday occurred when I was, quote, born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever. 1 Peter 1, verse 23. It happened at the moment I accepted the Lord Jesus as God's Lamb, who died in my place at Calvary. But along with the lamb in Egypt, the first Passover night, the Lord also commanded the people, quote, "You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your dwellings you shall eat unleavened bread." Exodus 12, verse 20. So here we read, quote, "And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread to the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread." Leviticus 23, verse 6. There were only 2 7-day feasts, unleavened bread and tabernacles. The 1-day feasts speak of events, as we'll see. The 7-day feasts point to ongoing blessings. There is clearly a direct link between the Passover and this festival of unleavened bread, because the one led right into the other. And it's no surprise that God intends for all those who have been saved by his Lamb to understand that the unleavened bread speaks of holy living, based on honesty and truth. Quote, "Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." 1 Corinthians 5, verses 7 and 8. Redeemed people should also be right-living people.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.